Hi there, this is Ethan on the Hair Relaxer Helpline. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
My name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Lauren, and her phone number is 360-316-6578.
You said 360-316.
6578.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
And
so do you
already,
want me
I'll
to
go
spell
ahead.
her name?
Yes, please go ahead.
Lauren, like Lorene.
Okay, and her
And
last
the
name.
last name is Lynn, Lynn.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and take it from here. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir.
The recording has
Alrighty.
started. This call is no longer being recorded.
Hey there, Mrs. Loreen, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey there, Loreen. So my name is Ethan. I'm not sure why I said that. We are, in fact, on a recorded line. How are you at the moment?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I do appreciate it. Now, you were just sent over to me by the other agent about your interest in the hair relaxer lawsuit, correct?
Exactly.
Okay. So, Mrs. Loreen, do you have an attorney already that's helping you file a claim for this?
No, I have not.
Okay. Could you confirm to me then, under penalty, that you haven't sought legal representation, advice from any other law firms or attorneys, or signed any documents or packets of information in regards to this lawsuit? Is that correct?
That is correct. You're the first person I've spoke to. Well,
Okay,
besides the
gotcha.
guy that just called me. The guy
Yeah, of course,
that
most
talked to me
definitely.
first before you. Yeah, and then you. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that would make sense, of course. Yeah, so just to let you know, I'll be your intake specialist. I'm going to be the one to help you actually get signed up for the lawsuit. I do apologize just to let you know, some of these questions might sound familiar or you might have already been asked, but it does all need to be restated for the recorded line. In any case, it should only take about 10 minutes. Now, Loreen, was it you
Okay.
or a loved one that was using hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Myself.
Okay, and then after using hair relaxers, were you diagnosed with cancer?
After yes.
I'm really sorry to hear about that. What kind of cancer was this?
I believe it was called epithelial. I don't exactly, I think that's what it's called, is epithelial cancer.
Epithelial tumors?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, was that in your ovaries?
Yes, sir. My right one.
Okay, so you. Gotcha. Okay. So yeah, you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, correct?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Again, I am so sorry to hear that you had to go through this. How are you doing now?
I'm still going through my remission and stuff, so I'm all right.
Okay,
And things are
gotcha.
good
Yeah.
so far.
Definitely. Well, I do wish you all the best on the road to recovery. Now, you would, of course, then be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Just myself, yep.
Yeah. And what was your date of diagnosis for your cancer, Mrs. Loreen?
The day they diagnosed me, or the day they did the test?
The day you were diagnosed with your cancer.
I believe that was February 15th, 2024.
Okay. So that would have been about 10 months ago then.
Yes.
Gotcha. And what state was this in?
In Texas.
Just want to confirm I heard you correctly. You said Texas, right?
Yes.
And currently, are you living in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
I am currently back in Tennessee, yes.
You said you're currently in Tennessee.
Yes, sir. I have a family emergency up here. I'm trying to help out with some family.
Okay, gotcha. Is that your permanent residence right now, or are you just there at the moment?
I'm just here at the moment.
Okay, so you're a resident of Texas still?
Bridge City, Texas.
Okay, yeah, so your primary address is still in Texas, right?
Yeah, that's where I live, is down there, but I'm up here in Tennessee right now.
Okay, gotcha. So just to be clear, this is just, you said you're just helping out with family and you don't actually live in Tennessee, correct?
Right.
Okay, gotcha. I just wanted to be clear about that. And Mrs. So when were you diagnosed, or sorry, no, not when were you? How old were you when you were diagnosed with cancer?
55 or 56, something like that.
Okay, yeah. What was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with cancer?
Dr. McCaw,
Spell that for me,
McCraw,
please, the full name.
McCraw, something like that. McCraw, Dr. McCraw.
Okay, do you know how to spell that?
It's MC and then CRAW, I believe.
Okay, Dr. McCraw. And what hospital was this at?
That was the Medical Center of Southeast Texas in Port Arthur.
Okay, that's the one on 2555 Jimmy Johnson Boulevard.
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. Thanks so much for confirming. Thankfully, I have access to Google, which makes my job so easy to just pull all this information and look it up real quickly. Okay. Copy and paste. Now, additionally, Mrs. Loreen, were you using hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a year before you were diagnosed with cancer?
It would just vary, like whenever I had time to do it and stuff. So I mean, yeah, about every 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay, so about every 6 to 8 weeks, so you would say maybe like every other month, somewhere around there.
Something like that. I mean, like, 6 to 8 weeks, like every month and a half, 2 months, something like that at the
Okay.
most.
Yeah, so you would say
And
you use
sometimes
it.
less, it's sometimes less depending on how bored I was with my work life.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So you would say you used it probably about like 7-ish times a year. That would be between 6 to 8 weeks, every 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, something like just about like that. Yeah, just to be like, random number, that would be good.
Okay, gotcha. And then you did just confirm that you were diagnosed with cancer at the Medical Center, Southeast Texas, correct?
Correct.
Gotcha. And then, of course, currently you are a resident of the United States, right?
Of course, yes, I was born and raised here.
Gotcha. And then, Lorene, what is your birthday?
11/01/1967.
Okay, just confirming I heard you correctly. You said November 1st, 1967.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then Mrs. Loreen, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, in addition, do you happen to know anyone else that was also injured by hair relaxer that could need some help? If not, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
I can't think of anybody right now. My life has been very busy and hectic.
Yeah, no worries. I totally understand. If you don't know anyone, that's perfectly okay. I always like to ask just in case. Now, Lorene, how old were
Okay.
you when you first started hair using hair relaxer? Doesn't have to be exact, but your best estimate, of course.
I was probably my mid or late 20s.
Okay, so I can put like 27 maybe then.
Well, I think right around 27, 28, because it was after my youngest son was born in 96.
Okay, and what state were you using hair relaxer in?
I started in California.
Okay, I guess, which one were
That's
you
where my
using it
son was born
most
at.
regularly in?
L'Oreal was my go-to.
Or which state or were you using it most regularly in?
I'm California.
Okay, gotcha. I'll put California then. So, do you remember approximately when you started using hair relaxer? Or I guess it might be easier to ask, what year was it when you were 27?
My son was born in 96, and I believe I was 27 when he was born. So that's right around that time, 97. I would have been 28 at the end of the year. So between 96 and 97.
Okay, I can just put 01,
Because he
01,
was born the
1990.
first part of the year, and then, he was born like the 1st of March. So it was after I
Gotcha.
had the baby.
Okay, you had your baby in March of 96?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I can just go ahead and put April 01 of 1996 as your best estimate then. Does that sound correct to you?
Sounds fine.
And when did you stop using hair relaxer, Mrs. Lorraine?
After I went to the doctor and the doctor advised me that I needed to stop using it.
Okay, was that right around when you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and put, let's see, you were diagnosed in February. So I'll put February 15th, 2024 as your stop date then. Does that sound correct to you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
That
and
sounds
you
about
did
right.
say you, yeah, and you said you were using it approximately every 6 to 8 weeks, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then between 1996 to 2024, was there ever a period within that time where you stopped using hair relaxer?
It's been a pretty much go-to thing, like I said, every 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay, gotcha. So you would say you used it consecutively between 96 to 24 for, I guess, about 28 years then?
For quite a few years there, yes.
Okay, yeah. Just want to confirm with you, between 1996 and 2024, that comes out to about 28 years. Does that sound correct to you?
Pretty close, yes.
Okay. And you said you were just doing it yourself at home?
Yes.
Gotcha. You never went to any salons to get it, just yourself?
No. It's too expensive to go to a salon.
Yeah, most definitely. A lot easier and more convenient to do it yourself at home, I would imagine.
After time, you just get used to doing it yourself.
Yeah, most definitely. Thankfully, I actually have friends. I don't know how to do a lot of this stuff myself, but I have a lot of friends that are hairdressers for me, so I always know who to turn to whenever I need hair work done. And currently, of course, you're not using hair relaxers, correct?
Oh, no, never again.
Okay. Do you happen to have any receipts or leftover empty bottles of hair relaxer? If not, that's okay.
I don't know. I could look. I don't really hold on to receipts very often. I don't really obtain them when I'm at the register. I just tell them to keep them.
Yeah. If you do have any receipts or leftover bottles, do hang on to them. But if you don't have them, that's perfectly okay. Don't worry about it, okay?
All right.
As far as the brands you were using, you mentioned L'Oreal, right?
That was my go-to all the time, yes.
Okay. Were there any other brands you used as well?
I can't remember the name. If there was, it might have been once or twice, but I don't remember which one it was.
Okay, gotcha. I'll just put down L'Oreal then.
I didn't like it well enough to go back to use it again. I know that.
Yeah, most definitely. That makes sense to me. Okay, and then we did, of course, already confirm that your cancer diagnosis happened at least 2 years after your first year of hair relaxer usage, since you used it starting in 96.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
and you used
definitely.
You used it for 28 years, and then you were diagnosed with cancer.
Yes.
Okay, and then you said you first became aware of the link between hair relaxers and your diagnosis when your doctor told you, right?
Right.
Okay, so that would also be February 15th of 2024?
From the diagnosis, yes.
Okay, and what kind of treatments were you getting for your cancer?
You want to know what kind of treatment, like before
yes.
surgery or after surgery?
All of them, including surgery.
All right, so before the surgery, they got a biopsy, I believe, they did an ultrasound, and then they did a biopsy, mm-hmm. and I believe that urine test, blood test, and I'm trying to think what else. I don't remember.
Yeah. Did you have to go through any kind of chemotherapy or radiotherapy as well?
Oh, afterwards, yes. After I had the procedure done, yes.
Okay. So you also had a surgery done?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. And do you remember what date your treatment started?
For after surgery?
I guess the first time you were treated, so maybe like your first, maybe chemotherapy, or maybe not your first chemotherapy, because you said the surgery came before, right?
Well, they did they ran tests, and then they did the biopsy and all that stuff afterwards, and then I had surgery, like, I think on the 21st of February, and then after that has been the chemo.
Okay, gotcha. I'll put February 21st, 2024, then, as your treatment date, then. Was it the same doctor
that's
that treated
they, that's
you as
when
well?
That's when they went in and they did the surgery, right. When they went in and did
gotcha.
The surgery, it was the 21st of February.
Okay, yeah. Was it also Dr. McCraw that treated you?
Yes.
Okay, and just want to confirm, that's MCCRAW, right?
Yes.
Okay, I would assume then the same hospital as well.
At that hospital, yeah, but his business location for himself, as far as a doctor goes, was in Nederland.
Okay, gotcha. But this facility is where you were treated?
Right, where they did the surgery. Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that's all I'm really looking for. Additionally, for you, can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female, 110%.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know it's a little bit of an
obvious
question.
I have had children. I have not had any weird surgeries, no. Yeah.
I know. I know it definitely seems like a silly question, but it is for the sake of the recorded line. Our attorney partners do require
right,
it.
Right, right.
And then, of course, the other agent did send me your first and last name. I have that down here as Loreen, Loreene. Is that correct?
Yes.
And your last name is Lynn, Lynn.
That's my middle name.
Okay, your middle name. And what is your last name then?
It's B as in boy, RASHEARS dash capital SMRZ. Two last names. My first last name, I'm a widow, and then the second name is my current husband.
Gotcha, I see. So I just want to confirm the spelling of your last name then. That's B as in boy, RASHEARS dash
Yes.
SMARZ.
No A. There's no vowels in the last four letters.
Okay,
There's
so just
no
S.
vowels in SMRZ. And
So
so
it's
it's
just SM.
SMRZ.
Okay, SMRZ.
Yeah. Yes,
Okay.
it's Czechoslovakian as far as, like the gypsies, I guess you could say, because it's
Oh,
slurs,
okay, gotcha.
SMRZ.
Okay,
It's,
gotcha.
over there, like by, Russia.
Well, cool. You learn something new every day, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
It's different, I know.
Additionally, Mrs. Lorraine, do you happen to have a suffix? For example, are you a junior or senior?
No.
Okay, and your social?
My social security number?
Yes.
You need the whole thing?
Please, if you can.
That's all right. 572-27-3431.
Okay, I want to confirm I heard you correctly. 572-27-3431.
Correct.
Okay. And let's see. Let me see if they sent your email. No, they did not. What is your email address?
It's Loreen, all lowercase, Loreene dot Brashears at gmail.com.
Okay. And then Brashears, I would assume that's spelled the same as the first part of your last name, correct?
Right, correct.
Okay, loreen.brashears@gmail.com. And then your phone number is 360-316-6578.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I would assume I'm calling you on a cell phone, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then Mrs. Loreen, what is your primary address?
My primary address is 110 Farm Drive, Bridge City, Texas,
Okay.
77611.
Okay, I found it. 110 Farm Drive, Bridge City, Texas, 77611.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Additionally, is this an apartment or a unit number, or is it just a regular home?
It's a threeplex, but we have the 110. They have the AB on the other end.
Okay, gotcha. So
So we're
your
just
address.
110, right? Yes,
Okay,
we're the
gotcha.
110, and then the people next door are the A apartment A, apartment B that's attached. Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. So your address specifically wouldn't have an apartment number or letter?
No. We are the
Okay.
primary physical large address. We are the larger of the two, three units. Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, okay, I get what you're saying now. I get it. Okay. And
Yeah.
now, additionally, do you have documentary support that would show your diagnosis?
Currently, I don't right now because I'm in Tennessee.
Okay, so you don't have them on hand, but you know if they at least exist or you have them at home?
Right.
Okay. Gotcha. And now, most likely, you won't have to since our attorney partners can pull this information on your behalf just so you don't have to do all that work. But if necessary, would you be able to provide them either by mail, electronically, or both?
I don't know what it's going to be like my schedule up here right now, but I don't know when they need them, so I don't really know what you're asking. Like, do they need something from me, like electronically?
Most likely not. Like I did mention, they can pull your
I
medical
don't know when
records
I'm
on
going to
your
be back
behalf.
down there. I don't know when. It depends on when they're going to need those forms. I don't know. I don't know when I can do that.
Okay, yeah, if that's the case, I can just have them, or they'd always be happy to just pull that on your behalf, so that way you don't have to worry about
That's
doing that.
fine. Yeah, that'll
Yeah.
work. That'll work.
Okay, But yeah, I just basically I only asked to confirm that you know the medical information or records do exist, correct?
Right.
Yeah, okay. Now, lastly, we're almost done here, Mrs. Loreen. I just need to confirm and get an emergency contact from you. This is just someone we can reach out to you on your behalf, just in case anything happens to you and we can't call you for an extended period of time. Otherwise, we would never have to call them. Do you have someone that you want to use as an emergency contact?
Sure, my son.
Okay, and does he live with you or separately?
He lives at the same address, yes.
Okay, and what's his name?
His name is Craig, C-R-A-I-G.
Okay, does he have the same last name as you?
No, he does not. His last name is Harville, H-A-R-V as in Victor, I-L-L-E.
Okay, and what's his phone number?
And his phone number is area code 409-882-4814.
Okay, perfect. Now, we're almost done here. Lastly, all I'm going to do is I'm just going to read off a quick compliance checklist. This is basically just a list of items that I'll read off to you just to make sure that everything that we've discussed is accurate and correct. So I'm going to list off a few things, and if anything sounds incorrect, go ahead and interrupt me, actually, okay?
All right.
So, Mrs. Loreen, we did, of course, confirm that you do not have representation from an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone to help you with this lawsuit. You were diagnosed.
I've not talked to nobody prior to today. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. You were diagnosed with. Oh, sorry. I'm looking at the wrong sheet. My bad. You were diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxers. Unfortunately, in your case, it was ovarian cancer. You were diagnosed at least 2 years after you used hair relaxer for a full year. You were also using hair relaxers at least 4 times in a year. And lastly, you were using hair relaxers within the last 20 years.
Right.
Okay, perfect. Now I'm going to start drafting up some retaining documents for you to sign digitally and return, which should only take about a minute of your time. Before I send them to you, though, I'm going to go ahead and take a peek at the drafts on my end, just so I can verify your personal information and make sure I didn't spell anything wrong or punch something in incorrectly, just so I can make sure I get it done for your sake the right the first time, so I don't have to bother you again in the future, okay?
All right.
So yeah, give me just a second. I'm going to pull up your drafts on my end. Loreen Lynn Brashear Smears. Okay, I see you right here. I'm going to read off a few items of your personal information as well, just to confirm that I have all the spellings right. Okay. So your address is 110 Farm Drive, Bridge City, Texas, 77611.
Correct.
You were born on November 1st of 1967.
Yes, sir.
And your social is 572-273431.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. In that case then, Loreen, I'm going to go ahead and click send on my end, and you should receive a text message momentarily. It should say my name, which is Ethan, and it should also contain a DocuSign link for you to digitally sign these documents. Should be coming through within the next 10 or 20 seconds, so let me know when you get that.
All right.
Yeah, so once you do receive that, you can go ahead and click on the link to open DocuSign. Again, this will be to sign our retaining documents. Just to let you know, these documents state first and foremost that our attorney partners, Pulaski, Kirker, will be representing you for this lawsuit. Secondly, it also just gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf, okay?
Okay.
And I will just let you know, just pay attention, because there are some fields where it'll ask you only for initials. Others will ask you for a full signature. So just make sure you keep an eye out for that.
All right.
But other than that, it's
pretty easy. Please review and act on these documents. So I agree and continue.
Yes. And of course, I'll be here on the line.
Because I'm up on the hill.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Okay. And I'll be here on the line with you the whole time. So if you ever need any help, just let me know. Yes, at the top.
All right. So you got my name spelled right. That's good. And then.
And I do believe all the areas where
and you
need
I to see that it's going to be my initials right here.
Yes.
On this, 23rd day of. So what do I got to put where the date is?
The date will autofill by itself. You shouldn't. You only need to do the signing and the initialing. So don't worry about it.
Oh, where the little yellow arrow is? Where the yellow arrow is?
Where everything that's highlighted in yellow should be marked.
So I just need to, like, finger draw my signature?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, and adopt and sign. And then here. Now, when I hit the arrow, it's just going to automatically do it for me again?
I do believe so, yes.
All right, just want to make sure. And then this is for initials. Adopt and sign or initial. And then click again. And then again. And again. And again. And again. And then finish, right?
Yeah, once you're done, it should say finish or complete somewhere on the page.
Says I am done signing.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and check to wait. Sometimes it takes a moment for it to come through on my end, but I should be receiving it. Okay, perfect. I see your documents. I just received them. Let me check to make sure they got processed correctly. Alrighty, I see your signature there. That is a very nice signature, by the way. Much nicer than mine.
I just scribbled it because, you know, your phone never really cooperates with you when you're trying to sign anything.
Okay.
It never does. No, it's not the same as using a regular pen.
Gotcha. Okay. And I see your initials. That is how you would normally write your initials, I would assume.
LBS, yes.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that looks good to me then. Okay, perfect. Yeah, everything checks out here on my end. This should be able to go through correctly. So I do appreciate your time, Lorene. That's all I needed from you today. I will just let you know from here on out, our attorney partners should be calling you again sometime within the next week or so. I would say probably not this week because, of course, it is Christmas coming
up
soon.
After Christmas, yeah.
Yeah. Most likely after that.
Right.
Yeah. Most likely after that, after this week, they should be shooting you another call. They're just going to verify your personal information again. It's very important that you look out for that call because then and only then can they actually start working on your case. But once you get that taken care of, that should be the last thing you need to do in regards to this lawsuit, okay?
Is it going to be from the same area code or do you know?
I'm not 100% sure. So normally when they do outbound calls, they might call you from a 1-800 or a 1-808 area code.
All right.
Yeah, I'm also going to send you a text message right now, so that way you have my personal office number, which is going to be from a 949 number. That's me.
All right. I got that. Okay. Yeah, 949 or this one says 941-992-1994, or is it your personal number you said?
It's from my personal office number, which is 949-688-5594.
All right. I got it.
Okay. Yeah.
I see it.
And additionally, if you... Yeah. So normally they will usually either call you from an 800, 888, or 808 number. So just look out for that.
Okay, I will.
Yeah. In addition, did you have any other questions, any concerns, anything else you wanted help with, Mrs. Lorene?
Nope, I'm okay right now. I need to go in and take a shower and go to bed.
Okay, perfect. Well, if that's the case, then I'll go ahead and let you go from there. That's all I need from you today. Again, just make sure you look out for that call coming in the next week or so. And I do wish you all the best. Merry Christmas, okay?
Thank you. You have a nice Merry Christmas, too.
Of course, I do appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.